to our Lesson Planning for the EFL Classroom podcast. This podcast is a good opportunity to not get stuck in the little details of everything that needs to go in a lesson plan. That's on the web page, and that's in the downloads off the web page, where you can get a sense of all the little things that need to be there. I want to use this podcast as an opportunity to talk about the big idea of what a lesson plan is about, why you need to do lesson plans, and maybe a bit about how they help you structure your lesson and your thinking. Ideally, of course, your lesson plan is written in enough detail that if you are sick today, that I can come into school and I can read your lesson plan in about 3, 4, 5 minutes. I can be ready to go and teach your class. So it really should have that much detail in it. It should include what the board work will be like. It should include all the handouts that are going to be given out to the students, everything they're going to work on, and certainly should cover all the details of what you might do, what your elicitation questions might be right in the beginning of the class. The bigger idea, rather than all those details of a lesson plan, is that it's to help you structure what you want to get across to the student, and to help you think about structuring it in a way that's most beneficial to the student and will help you make sure you don't forget anything that's really important. So if we take something like PPP or ESA, it doesn't matter which methodology you use, or if you use a blend or hybrid of several different methodologies is fine. But in this lesson plan, what needs to be there is some very clear idea of, one, what's the language that we're teaching today? What's the target language of this lesson today? And how are we going to present or introduce or get the idea of that language to the students? So that would be presentation in a PPP. In an ESA lesson, in the engage part, this might also be part of the elicitation of how are we going to pull out of the students what it is we want to study, learn, teach, get a handle on today. That's an important opening for the lesson plan. What are we going to teach today? And how are we going to go about presenting that or getting that information to and or from the students? And then the next step is, if you remember from methodology, hopefully you've gone through the methodology podcast and methodology section before you do this one. In methodology, then what we need to do is present that language in a very structured way. So this would be in PPP, so presentation, practice. This is the next step. This would be a practice. And in that practice, which should be really well identified on your lesson plan, you should have an activity where you practice using the language. And if you remember, the big idea from method is we start out very structured and then we begin to remove that structure. So ideally, in a practice section or in the ESA, the study section of the lesson, ideally we might have as many as 3 activities where we start very structured. We remove the structure a little bit and do a different activity, and we remove the structure even more and do another activity. That's the middle part of the lesson. And then the last part of the lesson in PPP, production, activation in ESA, is where we want to get the students to use the language that we've taught them, the language that we got them to use in the activities in the practice or study section of the lesson. And we want them to use it in a personal way that applies to how they would use that language, either on the job, in the classroom, in their daily life. So we can see that then that's very free. So we started really structured in the presentation. We've done some practices where we remove the structure. And once we get down to the production, it's students putting together the language as they would use it to meet their personal needs and talking about their personal situations. And that creates some motivation to learn the language. It creates some motivation to remember the language that's been taught as well. In your lesson plan, that needs to be very clearly seen by your supervisor, probably, as well as by anybody who's looking at your lesson plan. What are we going to present? How are we going to present it? How are we going to practice or study in the middle part of the lesson? And how in that practice or study are we going to gradually remove the structure? What's the details of that? So we've kind of got the big idea and methodology, the concepts, but it's in the lesson plan where we actually write down the step-by-step-by-step way as we reduce the amount of structure that we're providing the students, as we give them more freedom to use the language in different ways. And clearly to the last step, where the student can manipulate and use that language more freely based on their personal needs. And then ideally, it's always nice to have like a little game or some sort of fun activity at the end of class where we still use the language we learned today, but kind of in a situation where we're reducing the anxiety, we're just going to have some fun with it. And ideally, we'll walk out the door laughing, smiling, having fun, remembering this really relevant and useful language that our teacher brought to us today, or even that our teacher drew out of us with elicitation in the early stages of the lesson, but now has helped us understand and use in a much more organized way. So the whole point of the lesson plan is to make sure that you know how to go step to step to step as you go through the lesson. What you're going to present, how we're going to practice it, and how you're going to remove structure as we go through the practice, and then how you're going to turn us loose at the end to use the language in appropriate ways that fit our needs. Simple enough. Done and dusted. When you do a lesson plan, make sure you have all those components in it. Of course, all the other details that the webpage talk about. What we've talked about today is the big ideas. Especially read those downloads on the webpage. Look through them and go back to the webpage and see how they compare to what the webpage is saying. And if you have any questions, any concerns, anything that's not working right on the website, be sure you send us an email or use our spam-free contact form. Bye-bye.